Born and raised in Prague, Teresa Limanová captures the city in an unusual way in her paintings. She paints mostly landscapes, but in an abstract and reduced style that may well stem from what she describes as an almost obsessive fear of kitsch. Her latest exhibition, From Colors to Whiteness, From Jinonice to Košice, is currently on display at Prague 5's Town Hall Gallery and closes Friday. It focuses on the unusual sights and landscapes of Prague 5, a mostly residential neighborhood far from the golden steeples that most visitors of the Czech capital come to see. At a recent visit to the gallery, I asked Teresa when she discovered her love of painting and if she started painting as a child already.
I have to say that as a child, I always wanted to sort of please the adults as a painter, and I always wanted to paint things I see, the still life. I wanted to master the composition of a house. I wanted to make my mother happy, and I would paint a vase full of flowers that she loved very much. I would please my father, who's an architect, and I would try to paint or to draw, let's say, a perfect chair with a cloth and an apple, with all the shades, and that went for many, many years. This sort of pleasing that I have to master the reality.
Even though she loved painting, after finishing secondary school, Teresa went on to study French, Czech, and English at Charles University, a decision that she doesn't regret.
I loved reading foreign literature and also 19th century Czech literature, which not many people do so much, that actually it was like 50-50, and I didn't thought myself capable of being a real artist, probably. So that's why I didn't have it in me as something bitter or something I failed, fortunately.
Upon graduating from university, Teresa became a teacher, a profession in which she continues working to this day. She is also the mother of two sons, Manus and Finbar, aged 7 and 13. How does she manage to work, take care of her children, and still find the time for painting?
What's the best for me? To choose 2-3 days in the week and then run home from school, be there too at home, and have 2-3 hours to paint, and then probably pick up the smaller one, Manus, from kindergarten, and I might finish it in the evening when they go to bed. But I would have the most work done, and I would sort of have this feeling of relaxation that there is no tension about a painting. It's here on the floor, kicked behind the radiator, the central heating, and when I have more time, I might tend, I wouldn't call it hopefully laziness, but it's a type of laziness probably, I tend to do painting slowly, and I probably need the pressure.
Her paintings, which combine oil paint and oil pastels on paper, are sparse and lyrical with lots of vertical lines and very few rounded elements. Teresa uses muted colors and a lot of white. A previous exhibition of her work was on display at Malastrana's Galerie Perla in 2010. It focused on the house in Malastrana where she had grown up and was titled One House, One Life. The artist says that she has come a long way from the very realistic style that she used in her earlier life, something that happened after her first son was born.
And after the birth of Finbar, I suddenly started painting things I liked and I wanted to, and it was a big liberation and freedom, and Justin used to mind Finbar a lot while I painted. And I suppose the process of liberating myself from what I should be able to do and I should draw and all the perfect ears and hands and toes and big toes and other toes which I used to practice are somewhere in my mind, but they are half forgotten and they don't have so much weight as they used to, the importance to master them.
Teresa works from photos of things that catch her attention and that she then renders in her signature abstract and lyrical style. She says that in many ways, being not only a painter, but also a mother and a teacher, has had a very liberating effect on her artistically.
I think that it actually, for me personally, and that's just my experience, being these three, having these three roles helps me because I don't feel that responsible that I have to paint and it has to be a perfect painting and I have time and space and no one bothers me. That I squeeze exactly the painting between school and the boys coming home, but I suppose I'm lucky that a painting doesn't take me weeks, or you know I don't use 10 layers that have to dry for hours. That would be very difficult. So I take it as something very very some gift that I need. I need the energy, the emotion, the marvelous photo for the future painting I've chosen a day, a week, a year before. It's there waiting for me, and it makes my life really energetic. There's a meaning to it. I know that I have half an hour extra to do something, and I work really fast, and often these paintings, so-called under pressure, with not much time, are the best.
Your husband, Justin Quinn, has been on our program several times, and he's a poet. How does his poetry and your art mix? Is there ever a time where he will look at your paintings and maybe it will remind him of a poem or something like that?
Well, this is a funny question which obviously has to arise, and I think I would have to talk, I could talk for many hours about that, so I'll try to be to the point at short. We talk about these things a lot, and it is about, you know, when we talk about who's going to wash the dishes, we might get into a fight, but when we talk about me painting, him writing poetry, and our experience, our fights, our gains, our new ideas, we love it, and we really sort of happen to be one person in a way, so that's a topic, and it's a time where we go over possible problems. I'm sure he feels the same. And he is a sort of, he would be called a formal poet. That form is very important for him, and sort of taming the wild emotions in a form. And I never saw myself as being a formal painter, and I work faster, and there are real wild emotions when I start painting. But in a way, there are many similarities when it comes to form, and I realize it more and more that I can be quite formal. And I remember that once Justin said, "This is quite a good painting." I always ask him to come, and he never wants to see it because then he might be critical and I might be annoyed, so this is a problem. But once he said, "This painting is not bad, but you know, do 10 more of the same topic and you might get somewhere." That's very many years ago. And I was really annoyed, and he said, "I might use it for my collection of poetry," which he actually did, finally. "And but I need this and this and this and this to be changed in the painting. So maybe if you start in the morning, you will find the right form in the evening." He bought me the last 10 papers, thick papers, in Boston, the time that were in the shop, because I was the only one who used to buy those. And I started in the morning, and he said, "The first is not bad," and the way that they progressed, each painting was different, but still not to his liking. And I was getting desperate. Finbar was 6 months old, was getting desperate too. And then it was like 7, 8 in the evening, and I had the last paper, and I said, I think I'm giving up. And he said, "No, do try." And somehow I was able to, the last one, because I gave up. And I just thought, I don't care. After 8 hours and 8 paintings, I gave up, and that was the one he said was the best.
With her exhibition drawing to an end, I was curious to see what Teresa is working on next. She told me that a well-known artist who had recently come to see her exhibition had given her some food for thought.
And he came to see this exhibition, saying that this is his first one in 7 years, so I'm really honored, and he wrote me a very critical mail saying that certain things he liked, but he thinks I would just let things go and I should paint something not connected with reality. So this might work as a trigger because it's been revolving in my head, this his opinion, and I don't really agree and it pains me a bit, but I think that it's a good kick and I should start somewhere there.